Yeshua Perik Yud Gimel. This starts the Chalukas Haaret. Pasuk Aleph starts. Yeshua Baba Yamin. Yeshua is getting older. Vayom Hashem Elav, and Hashem says to him, Ata Zikanta Bas Bayamin Vaaretz Nishara Harbe Meod L'Rishta. You're getting older, and you're coming in your days. There's still much of the land that needs to be inherited and given out. Hashem tells Yeshua that he's getting older, and much of the land still needs to be given out. In Pasuk Aleph through Pasuk Zion, Hashem tells Yeshua you need to split up the land and allot each tribe its portion, and Hashem will take care of the rest. As the Pasuk says in Pasuk Zion, V'ata chelek es ha'aretz hazos letesha chalokim v'chasi v'sheve menashe. Pasuk Ches through Pasuk Yadalid, the boundaries of the non-Eretz Yisrael side start to be delineated to Reuven God, to Reuven and Shevet God. They start to take their Nachala like was promised by Moshe. In Pasuk Yadalid, it says it excludes Levi from the Nachala and explains that Levi, his Nachala was just in Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Rak l'shevet ha-Levi lo nasa Nachala. Ishe Hashem elokei Yisrael hu Nachala so kasher diber lo. That Levi doesn't have a Nachala because their Nachala is to serve Hashem. In Pasuk Tes Vav, through Pasuk Chav Gimel, it lists the boundaries of Reuven's territory that Moshe had promised on the other side, non-Eretz Yisrael side of the Yarden. In Pasuk Chav He, through Pasuk Chav Ches, it lists the boundaries of God's territory that Moshe had promised to them. In Pasuk Chav Tes, through Pasuk Lamed Gimel, till the end of the Perek, it lists the boundaries of Chati Menashe, of their side of the territory, on the non-Eretz Yisrael side of the Yarden. I'd like to point out the Gemara in the Nedarim, Chav Beis Amud Beis, that states, if Klal Yisrael wouldn't have sinned, the only things they would have received was the Chamishei Chumshei Torah and Sefer Yehoshua would have been given to them. The rest of the Nevi'im would have not have been given. This shows us the importance of Sefer Yehoshua and these prakim that's going to follow us through all the way through Perek Yotes as we delineate all the boundaries and borders of Eretz Yisrael. If not for these prakim, we would not know the proper boundaries and borders of Eretz Yisrael. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day.